Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. www.wjamesd.com. Now, let's get in motion. Welcome. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, alongside my blog. We cover a wide variety of topics on this podcast, mainly self-empowerment, but we also cover business. We talk about mind power, talk about having a wealth mindset, we talk about the dynamics between men and women, so-called positive thinking, so-called street knowledge, and the list goes on and on and on. And we do all of this through the perspective of what I call uncommon sense. Uncommon sense is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that has been kept from many of you. What's in these podcasts are keys that will help many of you unlock the doors that are preventing you from achieving the level of success that you want to achieve in whatever lifestyle you've chosen for yourself. Though in this particular podcast, I will be covering an Ask a Hustler question. Now, these are questions that have been directed to me in person, over the phone, in one of my coaching or consultations, or by email. So I do try to answer as many questions as I can. So if you do have a question, you can hit me up in my email. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And also, if you're not aware, you can sign up for my newsletter. That's the Uncommon Sense Advisor. If you go to my website, wjamesd.com. Hit the second tab, the free stuff tab. And at the very top is a form to sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. There you will get notifications about things I'm working on. You'll get higher level game in there. I make podcasts strictly for people in the Uncommon Sense Advisor. I also answer questions that I really can't cover on my blog. I also go in depth on a few more subjects from time to time. Also, on March 12th, this year, 2016, Saturday, March 12th, I will be having a speaking engagement talking about branding your business and also blogging. I will be giving away in detail what I do and how I do it and how you can use this if you have a business or you're just trying to get your name out there, how you can use this information to do just that. Again, you can email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com if you want further details, but that is going down here in Atlanta, March 12th. That's a Saturday next month. Let's go ahead and get into this. And for those of you that are used to listening to me, you might notice that I might be sounding a little different, and that is because I am stuffy. I'm having some nasal issues. So please excuse me, but that's not going to stop the game from rolling, so let's just go ahead and get on with it. In this particular podcast, I'm going to be answering the question, what is a boss player? To start answering that question, to define a boss player, it actually depends on what layer of the game you're talking about. Don't forget that the game itself has multiple layers. There is only one game, but it has a lot of variations. You can look at it like that. And we also have different levels in the game. So today we know it as the street level and the so-called professional, legitimate level. Now, it doesn't really matter, because to excel in either one of these levels or to excel in any particular layer, you still have to have concrete game. You have to have real game, which means you have to have the best information that you have access to. So I'll just keep this definition of a boss player in general. So let me address this first, though, because this is something I'm seeing a lot, and I need to get this out. need to get this out. So, because I'm seeing a lot of this. Let me break this down by telling you what a boss player is not. What a boss player is not. When I'm going through YouTube, when I'm going through Facebook, when I'm going through other social media, what I see is a lot of people. I'm not calling out anyone out in particular. I'm just seeing a lot of people claiming titles that they don't really understand. And on top of that, I have been criticized in the past and in the present for not teaching the game correctly. That's funny to me because I see very, very few people teaching game at all. I see a lot of people holding up pieces of the game, but they're not really teaching anything. I see a lot of showing off, in other words. I see people popping bottles. I see people making it rain. I see people showing off their cars. I see people showing off their clothes. I see people showing off their shoes. I see people showing off their team, quote unquote. But what I don't see is anyone really trying to teach others how to do it. Since some of you make it a habit to correct me, then tell me I'm wrong here. I thought an important principle of the game was each one, teach one. Each one, teach one. Now, did we forget about that? Each one, teach one. I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, I thought once you reached a certain level of wisdom and understanding, you were supposed to teach at least one other person who had the ears to hear and the eyes to see. Am I wrong about that? Because I don't think so. Now, me personally, I want my work to speak for itself. Every book I write, every blog post, every podcast, I want them to speak for themselves. And some of you so-called boss players, I'll use that term loosely, are not producing. You're just showing off. Now, am I against showing off? Now, I'm not against that whatsoever. But my point is that all you got is that all you got, just what you have. If that's all you're going to do to represent yourself, then what are you really representing? You know, you show off because of your ego. Then you turn around and tell me that I'm not teaching the game correctly, that I'm teaching it wrong. So then, to you, player, what are you doing? What are you doing? You love the game, you claim the game, but if you don't pass it on properly, then the game is going to degrade. Certain layers of the game is going to degrade. It's going to get weak. And that is part of the problem that we're seeing right now on the street layers of the game. We have a lot of boasting, we have a lot of bragging, we have a lot of nice looking pictures, we have a lot of nice looking Instagram videos, but we don't have any reciprocation. You learned it, you're having success with it, but you're not passing it on. So peek this. I have, at this point, literally hundreds of blog posts demonstrating the vastness of the game. A lot of you just have a collection of pictures and videos. So where's the knowledge? Where's the wisdom? Where's the understanding? Because I'm not seeing that. And then to top it off, we have internet hustlers, quote unquote, internet hustlers talking about they're true to the game. And all I see them do is spend money. Now, what part of the hustle game is that? Spending money foolishly is not being a boss player. Making your money work for you is being a boss player. Now, yeah, I get it. You know, I was young too. I had money when I was young. You know, you spend a lot of time struggling, and now you finally have something. I get it. You want people to know that you're getting it. I understand it. Trust me, I understand it. But I see a lot of you letting your money make you. You're defining yourself by what you own, what you have, not by who you are. If you're supposed to be a boss, then you're supposed to be a boss. You're supposed to be a boss whether you're on the bus or you're riding a Benz. You're supposed to be a boss whether you're rich or whether you're broke. You know why? You know what I teach? I teach ownership and self-empowerment. Owning your mind and owning what you do and empowering yourself throughout the process. You need to own what you produce. Now, would you rather have people telling you what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and make $1 million a year? Or would you rather make, I don't know, 40K a year, but have no one else to answer to? So who's the boss in that scenario? And this isn't a trick question either. Because what I'm doing by asking this question, I am testing your standards. I'm testing your principles. And that's what I see is kind of wrong right now in certain layers of the game. I'm not seeing all these so-called boss players with standards and principles anymore. A lot of you all are just weak to money. Now, you know how I know that? Because that's all you talk about. That's all you show. So if somebody came to you with a large sum of money and wanted you to break a standard that you have, or a principle that you have, or a standard or a principle you're supposed to have, if somebody came to you with a large sum of money and wanted you to break those, you know what? You would probably do it because you have a weakness for money. How are you a boss player and you have a weakness for something you're supposed to know isn't real? You're out here buying dreams, other people's dreams. What part of the game is that? You all are supposed to know this. A king or queen has very little power outside of their kingdom. A king or queen has very little power outside of their kingdom. And here you are in everyone else's kingdom trying to get power. That is ass backwards. So unless you got an endorsement deal from Gucci or Louis Vuitton, or you have stock in their company, stop advertising their stuff for free. Some of you have become nothing more than walking billboards, literally. And you're not even getting paid to be a walking billboard. Come on, player. Come on, boss, player. Where's your knowledge? Where's the wisdom and understanding? Where's that at? You're just throwing around money, holding up other people's games, not your own game. Me personally, I think this is pathetic. It's a black eye to the game. Again, I teach ownership. I teach self-empowerment. So peep this. I don't want to go buy out the bar. I want to own the bar. I don't want to go to a strip club and make it rain. I want to own the strip club. So here's some real game for you. You so-called baller street hustlers, there's some game for you. Who's really making the money? So when you're on that small level and you're out there breaking down to nicks and dimes, right? The people making the money are the ones actually selling you the baggies or the capsules. They're the ones making money. There are thousands upon thousands of you and only a few handful of companies that all you all are buying from. So who's making the money? And guess what? There is no legal liability to sell plastic baggies or plastic capsules. You don't go to jail for that. You don't go to prison for that. So who's running game on who? Who's manufacturing and selling red and blue shoes and hats and shirts and bandanas? So if you're into that gang culture, you buy this stuff up. And there are repercussions for wearing this stuff. So the people manufacturing the clothes, they don't have to worry about those repercussions. You have to worry about those repercussions because you put this stuff on every day. Now, who's running the best game? My street hustlers are boxing themselves in. Y'all are trapping yourselves. You're selling the same thing for year after year after year after year. The game is about growth. The game is about advancement. When are you going to advance? When are you going to take that money and invest it in something else? Something that you own. You need to start at the bottom? Fine. I started at the bottom. But come on, don't get stuck there. Think. You have to think. We need to get ourselves together, players. Cat on YouTube talking about he's a boss player because he has a nice house, which his brother bought for him, by the way. Your brother bought you the house, but you're a boss player. What kind of boss are you? Your brother's the boss. He's the one with the money, and he's the one in the position of ownership. So what are you running? What are you going to do if he decides to stop paying the mortgage? What are you going to do? You're going to beg? You're going to cry? You're going to plead? That is not being a boss player, man. You're just a regular dude with a very generous brother. Lucky you. But that's not being a boss player. You have no autonomy. No autonomy. No actual ownership. You don't have any of that. You're not showing any of that. And you're proud of that. Why? Boss player? Now, let's just talk about me personally for a second. My authorship. I own my books. I publish them. The ISBN numbers for each of my books, they belong to me. I don't have anyone telling me, well, James, I think you need to move this chapter over there, and you might want to take out that paragraph. I don't have that. I can do with my work whatever I want. There is no one I have to listen to. There is no one over my website. There's no one telling me what I can or cannot do with my website. I don't have speech writers or lecture writers. Everything that comes from me, as far as this teaching goes, comes directly from me. It comes from my own mind and from my own design. Yes, I do use other companies to collect and handle payments for my work, but I control the content. I own the content, 100%. I'm the boss of it, hands down. I'm not bragging. I'm trying to demonstrate what being a boss player is really about. Ownership and self-empowerment. And this is what I teach indirectly. Direct and indirect? I teach this indirectly. Inner game, outer game. If your inner game is right, your outer game is right. If your inner game is strong, your outer game is strong. Why? Because your outer game comes from your decisions. And where do you make your decisions at? In your mind. The way you think. If you can't make effective decisions, your outer game is going to be ineffective. It's going to be weak. It's going to reflect what's inside. It's going to reflect how you think. And if you can't think effectively, like I just said, your outer game is going to be ineffective. You haven't figured this out yet, players? You know, I allowed everything to be stripped from me when I went to jail and I came back out. I learned my lesson the hard way. I learned my lesson the hard way, but you don't have to. I'm giving you the proper game now, the way it's supposed to be played, how you're supposed to start thinking better. I'm not trying to teach anyone to think like me. I'm trying to teach people how to think more effectively for themselves. That's what I teach. You don't like it, you don't agree with it, then don't listen to me. It's really that simple. I got it wrong? Fine. Then you teach it the right way. You teach it, and please stop posting up pictures and videos of you just bawling out, because that's not game. I implore you to teach the game. Each one, teach one. Or you didn't learn that either. Like I said earlier, where are these standards at? Where are these principles at that we're supposed to be living by? The game I see that some of you are exhibiting is weak. It's misinformed and it's confusing. And I hope you didn't pay for that, because you need to ask for a refund. You have been hoodwinked and you have been led astray. So what is a boss play? A boss player is a person who owns what they produce. Not holding up what other people produce, not showing off what other people produce. You should be holding up what you produce. And if you're not producing, then all you're doing is consuming. And if all you're doing is consuming, you are not a player. You are on the level of a square. We're supposed to know this. We're supposed to know this already. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter how many houses you own. It doesn't matter how many cars you have. If you're not producing, then you're stuck in somebody else's game as a consummate consumer, period. It's really that simple. Produce, consume. Produce, consume. You're supposed to be a producer as a player, especially a boss player. Because every game revolves around value. Value, producing, and consuming. And a boss player is primarily a producer. He or she creates or reformulates something to create, to bring something new. Yes, you have to, you have to start somewhere. Usually, 9 times out of 10, you have to get started in someone else's game. But you better make sure you finish in your own game, because that is true growth. That's true advancement. That's being a king. That's being a queen. That's keeping it moving, not being stuck, not getting trapped in your own ego. You don't want to be trapped in your own ego. Why? Because your ego itself is trapped in what they call the matrix. Let me repeat that. What we label as the ego, that part of your mind, that part of your personality, that's the part that is trapped in what people call the matrix. It's being used to uphold other people's games. You're using your time, your money, and your energy to hold up someone else's game. You're a battery allowing their game to keep running. You're the one giving it the energy. They point and say, "This is hot," and you're all over it. They point and say, "We'll mess with you, but you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do it how we say." And you do it without question. You're not running you. The matrix is running you. How is that a boss? That doesn't even make any sense. Where is our mind at? Where is our creativity at as so-called boss players? I know this came off as a rant, and I need to apologize to the young lady who asked me this question. But, I didn't really plan to answer this question like this. I really didn't, so my apologies to you, sister. But I'm going to run with this because this perfectly demonstrates what a boss player is and is not. Because a boss, listen, a boss player is a title. It's a title. It's not something you just claim because you have a little success at something. Titles have to be earned. You can't call yourself a pro NBA basketball player and you're playing in the AAU baseball league. That doesn't even match. That doesn't even make any sense. You have to earn your way into the pro league. Same thing with being a boss player. You start out with the knowledge or knowledge in certain layers of the game, and this sparks something in you, right? And then you start shedding all of the other knowledge and social conditioning that no longer benefits you. In other words, you start going from a square, a person with no game, then you start rounding off your edges to become a player. You are taking and rounding off your edges to become a player. This is symbolic of you pulling yourself out of the matrix. You're pulling out those plugs and you're getting rid of everything that keeps you living in a fantasy world that you did not help create. After all of that, then you travel down the long road to become a boss player. You gain wisdom and then understanding. You become whole. This is represented by the symbol of the circle, which measures 360 degrees. The same round shape as a crown, which a king or queen wears on their head, which is yet another symbol. The crown is a symbol of rulership. Rulership of yourself. Rulership of your realm. Your realm being your life, your environment. And as a boss player, you're supposed to have a greater degree of control over that. And this is real game. This is what this is all about. So please stop taking these old symbols that were here before all of us were born and trying to claim them without even knowing what they actually mean. Okay, yeah. I'm going to stop this here because I can go on and on and on. This is going to turn into a long rant and I don't want to do that. But I hope you have a clear idea of what it means to be a boss player. Producing, owning what you produce. Producing and owning what you produce. And before that, you also have to be self-empowered. You have to have a degree of power over yourself and over the way you think, over your mind. Extremely important. And this is what I teach. This is what I've been teaching since 2006. It's when I first started blogging, back in 2006. And I'm still teaching it today. You appreciate everyone for listening. Please excuse my ranting, but every once in a while I just have to let this out. Because I see a lot of foolery, man. Tomfoolery. I don't know anyway. That's the nicest way I can put it. So if you have any questions, as always, hit me up on my email. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And also, please visit my website if you haven't already. And that is wjamesd.com. I will be back at you soon. I'm out.